From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama heads to Germany for the G7 summit with the crisis in Ukraine and fighting the Islamic State on the agenda. While trade is the focus of the official agenda for the gathering, the crisis in Ukraine, including Russia's annexation of Crimea, are expected to be discussed. Responding to escalating violence, the White House has said President Obama would urge European Union leaders at the G7 summit to maintain sanctions against Moscow for its aggression in eastern Ukraine. Speaking about the Ukraine crisis in an interview with an Italian newspaper, Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Kiev of being unwilling to implement the European-brokered Minsk agreement. Mr. Putin also said that the United States and the European Union should influence the Ukrainian government to respect the peace deal as envisioned in that agreement, which was reached in February. Before traveling to Germany, Mr. Obama delivered the eulogy for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died earlier this month of brain cancer. The president was visibly emotional as he spoke of Beau Biden as an original who lived his life for others.
What greater inheritance than to be part of a family that passes on the values of what it means to be a great parent, that passes on the values of what it means to be a true citizen, that passes on the values of what it means to give back fully and freely without expecting anything in return.
About 1,000 people packed the Wilmington, Delaware church to pay their respects, including former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Beau Biden died of brain cancer 1 week ago. This is VOA News. The death toll in central China from a capsized tour ship on the Yangtze River rose to 396 Saturday as recovery teams continued to search the vessel. Most of the victims have been recovered since the ship was righted on Friday. Only 14 people have been rescued since the Eastern Star went down in severe weather late Monday. The ship's captain and chief engineer, who survived the sinking, are being questioned by police. China's transportation ministry says that 456 people were aboard. That leaves nearly 50 people still missing. Turkey's pro-Kurdish opposition party on Saturday accused President Tayyip Erdogan of failing to show respect for two of its supporters who died in a bomb attack Friday. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, Mr. Erdogan is hoping the ruling AK party he founded will win Sunday's parliamentary vote, but the People's Democratic Party could thwart a plan to give the president new powers.
Despite opinion polls indicating a sizable number of AK Party supporters, there are still other factors which could prevent the party from securing a majority. The AK Party's Achilles heel is the upstart People's Democracy Party, or HDP, which is aiming to enter parliament for the first time and prevent Mr. Erdogan's lawmakers from winning a majority and continuing to govern alone. The pro-nationalist MHP is also posing a threat to the AK Party voters with a platform of opposing an ongoing peace process with the Kurds, anti-corruption and the economy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Pope Francis called on Bosnians to seek lasting ethnic and religious peace and harmony to overcome the deep divisions caused by the 1990s Balkan War. At a mass for about 65,000 people gathered Saturday in Sarajevo, the Pope recalled the suffering endured by Bosnians, refugee camps, destroyed houses and factories, displaced people and shattered lives, and said, "War never again." American Pharoah will try to become the first horse in nearly 40 years to win the coveted Triple Crown when he competes in the Belmont Stakes in just a few hours. The colt, with jockey Victor Espinosa aboard, will take on seven rivals at the 2.4-kilometer Belmont track in Elmont, New York. The last horse to win the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes was affirmed in 1978. And American tennis star Serena Williams has won her third French Open title by beating Lucy Safarova of the Czech Republic 6-3, 6-7, 6-2 in Paris. It was Williams' 20th Grand Slam singles title. Sunday's men's final has Serbia's Novak Djokovic facing Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.